Good evening, Vacaville. We're adjusting some volume, so bear with us. I'm not sure if we can be heard yet. We'll be starting this meeting. This is the Lagoon Valley Geologic Hazard Abatement District Board meeting. It's June 10th at 5:30 p.m. in the City of Vacaville City Council Chambers. May I have a roll call?
Good evening, GAD Chair and GAD Board members. My name is Patricia Curtin. I am the clerk for the GAD, as in addition to the legal counsel. I have here with me also Haley Ralston, and we'll also introduce Mark separately. But for the roll call, John Carley.
Here.
Roy Stockton.
Here.
Board member Greg Ritchie.
Here.
Board member Michael Silva.
Here.
Board member Sarah Chapman.
Here.
Board member Ted Freemau.
Here.
Board member Jeanette Wiley.
Here.
Thank you. We have them all present.
All right. Any changes to this agenda? All right. So may I have an approval?
Motion to approve the agenda.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? With this, we'll move on to the consent calendar. The only items on here is the meeting minutes from October 22nd, 2024.
Motion to approve the minutes.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
This point for the GAD meeting, I'm going to open up for business from the floor for any public comment. If anyone chooses to address the GAD board on any items that's in our jurisdiction, as the GAD, not the city council meeting, but the GAD, please come forward. Seeing none, I will go ahead and bring that back to the board, and we will move on to item 5A business.
Thank you. Good evening. Good evening, Chair and board members. As previously introduced, my name is Haley Ralston. I am a geologist with NGO who serves as the GAD manager for the Lagoon Valley Geologic Hazard Abatement District. And I know there are a few here in attendance who may not know what a GAD is. So GAD, Geologic Hazard Abatement District, is for the purpose of protecting communities from geologic hazards that may be present either currently or in the future and work to protect those properties against geologic hazards. So Vacaville City Council found it beneficial for the new Lagoon Valley development in Vacaville. And so today we are, the item before the board today is to pass a resolution appointing GAD Treasurer Inc. to serve as GAD Treasurer for the GAD and approving a contract of services with GAD Treasurer, or for GAD Treasurer services with GAD Treasurer Inc. So GAD law requires that a treasurer be appointed for the GAD, and GADs are not required to go through a public bidding process, as GADs are unique and require unique management of funds for routine, annual budgets, immediate use for, small emergency response, but also to grow funds for large-scale geologic hazard events that could occur within the development over time. So with that, there are very few who understand how to properly manage funds for the GADs. And so with that, we recommend GAD Treasurer Inc. to serve as the GAD Treasurer for the Lagoon Valley GAD. They have adequate and ample experience in serving as GAD Treasurer. They currently serve as GAD Treasurer for 8 GADs throughout the Bay Area, and have have seen success in managing those GADs for annual budgeting operations, but also long-term reserve accumulations. And so with us here today is Dave Fernandez with GAD Treasurer, Inc., and is available if any staff have any specific questions related to GAD Treasurer operations or the proposed contract. So with that, also included in the staff report is a contract between the GAD and GAD Treasurer, Inc. that outlines their services and scope. And we're happy to take any questions the board may have.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And with that, I'll Vice Mayor Chapman.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I do have a couple of questions. You will be managing the funds. Now, I realized that when this board was formed, we didn't have the treasurer. It wasn't required. We didn't have any monies coming in. But now that we are, they're beginning to sell the housing and you're beginning to accumulate the funds, there's the need for the treasurer. At the same time, how will our funds be protected? Due to the economy today, and you will be investing these funds, how are we protected? And I did do a little research on the company. And so being in existence for about 6 years, and I know the companies, I mean, the other cities you represent, but I have a concern there. So if you could help me.
Yes, of course. Thank you. I'll start off first with the six-year history period that you're referring to there. That is actually when we incorporated GAD Treasurer. Formerly, we were serving with GADs for 10 years prior to that as Watermark Asset Management. That firm merged in with a registered investment advisor in the end of 2018, and at that point, we separated out the treasurer business into its own entity. So we have $20 million under management of GAD funds that we invest for, as Haley mentioned, the eight different GADs. Myself and my partner, Mark Miller, we've been doing this for, I've been doing it for 30 years. He's been doing investment management and accounting and paying these things for, he's got a career of over 40 years. So we have the experience with regards to the GAD management piece as it relates to the investment management side of the business that you're concerned about. We have a formal investment policy statement that we review each year with the GAD manager to make sure it's appropriate for the GAD. But in general, our objectives are there, exactly like you said, to ensure the preservation of the capital for the GAD and the participants that have contributed their money into that fund. The other piece of that, though, is we are trying to achieve through the GAD manager and their products, trying to get a real rate of return after inflation to grow the balance. So we do that in a couple different ways. The first piece is, like I said, the preservation of capital. And so we're looking at a model similar to what's used in the insurance industry. So we're taking 1 year of the annual budget and we're putting that in treasury-like and cash-like instruments. So we've got the ability to pay for at least the first year's expenses and what the budgeted amount is. We put a secondary reserve similar into that first year, holding treasuries and short-term investment management, that's going to fund the second year of the budget. Then for the remaining piece is what we refer to as, if there's additional funds beyond that, we then kind of refer to that as the reserve fund and look at that as a third bucket. And that's the piece that we are trying to grow in a conservative manner. We do invest in some equities. They're just ordinary U.S. standard, non-U.S. equities that are traded on exchanges. But the mix that we're doing is relatively conservative of no more than 40% overall equities and then 60% of fixed income securities are getting us a yield, which right now with interest rates being higher is great for us because we can get a reasonable rate of return and stay as secure as possible for these funds to manage that. And over the course of a full market cycle, history has shown that those funds do grow, but we appreciate and understand the need to have that money that's available for the GAD to fund its ongoing operations on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. Sorry for that long-winded explanation.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Councilmember Wiley.
Thank you. Just for clarification, and just a moment ago, you said you work with the GAD manager. And so
I mean, you work with several GADs, so who is the one that makes those decisions, or is there a group of GAD managers that you work with? And then the second part of that, I just wanted to know, this is geologic hazards. Besides day-to-day operations, have there been any geologic hazards that you've had to deal with to use a large amount of money in the times that you have been in existence?
Yes. Okay. Great questions. So the GAD manager that I'm referring to is the one that we partner with the most, is NGO. They are the GAD manager for all eight of
NGO?
NGO is, yes. They are the GAD manager for all eight of the GADs that we work with, and we've partnered with them through this process.
And then geologic...
And then I can answer your question related to geologic hazards is, yes, we've been able, fortunately, in the GADs that we've been involved with working with GAD Treasurer Inc., is that there's been adequate budget available during a fiscal year to respond to any minor emergency responses, and we've been able to plan for a large-scale response or repair in an upcoming fiscal year, so we're able to plan for that budget to be available in an upcoming budget and have the board approve that at annual budget approval, and then authorize and perform that work during that fiscal year, and the GAD treasurer is able to have those funds available, as he says, when he reviews the annual budgets, to have that available. And so in the event that there would be a large-scale geologic hazard, let's say there isn't enough budgeted funds available for, you know, during a fiscal year, or would need to dip into reserves for whatever reason, you know, we can come to the board for that budget amendment as needed. The GAD will act first, though, in just protecting, you know, the improvements it needs to, and then come back to the board, you know, as needed if a budget adjustment's required. But so far, we've been able to, you know, work within the approved budgets, as typically when we do provide annual budgets, we do set aside some amount to respond to minor items that may occur during a winter, but do try to plan, you know, further in advance for a large-scale repair, maybe of said minor things and such.
And I believe this is the first time Vacaville's ever been, you're not really working with Vacaville, but you're working here and with the Lagoon Valley. So the money that's being collected from the people buying homes there, will that be separate from the other GADs?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. The funds received from residents within the Lagoon Valley GAD will remain in an account dedicated to the residents within the Lagoon Valley GAD and the GAD's operations, you know, that are described in the plan of control and engineer's report approved by the board previously.
All right. It's just kind of just trying to see how.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I don't see any other questions. I'm going to go ahead and open up to the public for any comment on this item. Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council. And Councilmember Stockton?
Yes, I motion that we approve.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Well, thank you very much. This order of business, sometimes it's simple and detailed, but it gets the job done. So continue the good work, and we'll just progress forward. That this is like an insurance. Hopefully, we don't have to cash in on it. So, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
This meeting will stand in adjournment, and the next regularly scheduled City Council meeting will begin at 6 o'clock. So, thank you.
We'll be right back.